This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Jefferson and Clallam counties for Tuesday, November 8, 2022. Election day is here. In Jefferson County, as of this morning, 16,484 ballots have been returned to the county auditor, which is just under 60%. Of those ballots, 234 have been challenged. In Clallam County, 30,281 ballots have been returned, nearly 53%. 503 ballots have been challenged. The top two reasons for challenge statewide are the signature does not match or the ballot envelope is unsigned. Fill out your ballot, place it in the envelope, sign and date it, include your phone number if you wish to be contacted. You can place it in the mail as long as it is postmarked by 8 p.m. or drop it in a ballot drop box in your county by 8 p.m. tonight. Tonight, on KPTZ, on Jazz Notes with DJ Bill Mercier, I will provide closing poll numbers for local elections in a special report at 8:30 p.m. Monday afternoon, this reporter received a Nixle alert from the Jefferson County Office of Emergency Management. Some key points. As of 8 o'clock this morning, there are still 888 customers without power. You can refer to the outage map for details, also on the transcript of this program. Up-to-date information remains available at twitter.com/JeffersonPUD, and the American Legion shelter remains available as a warming center this week, 4 p.m. to 8 a.m. Jefferson County Jail Lobby is also available from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. at 81 Elkins Road in Port Hadlock. You can sign up for Nixle alerts on the Jefferson County website under Emergency Management. Yesterday, the Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners unanimously passed a declaration of emergency. The declaration will make Jefferson County eligible for state funding if the governor issues an emergency proclamation, and possibly federal funding if the weather event in Western Washington earns a presidential disaster declaration, as reported yesterday in The Leader. The National Weather Service in Seattle issued a high wind warning for Western Washington, including Port Townsend and Squim, from 8 p.m. Friday through 2 a.m. Saturday. Willie Bentz, director of the Jefferson County Department of Emergency Management, told commissioners at their meeting Monday that at one point over the weekend, nearly every resident in Jefferson County was without power, and that winds as strong as 75 miles per hour swept across the county, with the highest gusts reported on Marrowstone Island. Bentz told commissioners, quote, "We are still unsure of the total cost of this disaster. The emergency proclamation will help underscore the damaging nature of the storm. The costs will be absolutely massive," close quote. Sections of Route 19 in Irondale and Route 20 south of Port Townsend were closed most of the day Saturday, and roads and streets all over the county were closed. Motorists were rerouted as work crews from Jefferson County and Jeffco, PUD, worked to restore power. The power for some came back on overnight in the early morning hours Saturday, especially in parts of Port Townsend. Saturday morning, there continued to be slow restoration of service to a wider area, but some locations like Marrowstone Island regained power just to lose it again. There are still outages to smaller neighborhoods all over the county as crews are working their way slowly into the side streets. There are still areas that are still without landline phone service or internet as well. County commissioners praised the response from crews working to restore power and for employees in the county's Public Works Department for closing, clearing, and reopening roads that were shut down. Commissioner Greg Brotherton noted workers from the Jefferson County PUD as well as outside contractors had been working 60-hour shifts to restore power. Commissioner Heidi Eisenhower noted county road employees had been doing double shifts. There was no public health briefing at the BOCC meeting yesterday, and going forward, Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz will deliver the public health briefing on the third Monday of the month, so that will be November 21st. You can still report positive home test results on the Jefferson County Public Health website. There's also a link on the transcript. Individual case level data is still available on the state COVID dashboard. Select Clallam County or Jefferson County for county-specific numbers, as well as reports on vaccination rates, variant sequencing, and outbreaks. Submit your public health questions to Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz by emailing contactus@kptz.org by Friday, November 18th at noon, to be answered the following Monday, November 21st. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening and stay warm out there.